people in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Oh, merci beaucoup, Madame Saint-Onge. On va faire l'intro de Francis et les exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT Radio McGill.
Blues, Kenavo. C'est le blues. J'ai le blues, c'est la loose, c'est la loose. J'ai le boudon, c'est couillon, j'ai le grenou. C'est pourri. Gazabi. Gazabi, c'est pourri. Gazabi, c'est pourri. Tout zéro. Kenavo. Kenavo.
The heart of the temple is the blood in the temple, running past the temple. Supremely massage, supremely massage, supremely, supremely massage, supremely massage, supremely massage, supremely, supremely massage, supremely massage, supremely.
It be so. In the green wind is a moving through the summer trees. And the green wind is a moving through the summer trees. And the green wind is a moving through the summer trees. And the green wind is a moving through the summer trees.
Sing of the time when the story would amaze, and the lights were on the hilltop ringing. They sail right by me, the cars, and I'm alone on this highway, and the sky was a full of the glory. You're right about the coming dawn, the dragon dreaming is inside the tea. Come and tell us the story, more of the same color the sea in the moon-swept clay.
Rejoice she, and who wouldn't with such events at first whole words? Like praise all him who blessings flow in abundance, and the very important step of delivery was about to be given flight. Grace to agreeing upon someone on varying symbol or sign, the one into the many invariably flowering into one, the one into the many invariably flowering into one use in the world. It is the foundation of the Greek. The sound of the in thin, and one or rather two for that of the ein in thine. The gaze of her eye upon the river, her song growing inside a baby 2,000 miles away. It may, however, be observed here that the vowels in ancient languages were sometimes written indiscriminately, that is, A for om, E for I,
She a very good cook, and she sure tastes good. She a very good cook, and she sure tastes good. She a very good cook, and she sure tastes good. She put raisins into the bread. She put raisins into the bread. She puts the raisins into the bread. She puts the raisins into the bread. She puts molasses into your head. She put molasses into your head. She put molasses into your head. She put molasses into your head. She spills the honey into my mouth. 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 She a very good cook and she sure tastes good. She a very good cook and she sure tastes good. She a pine tree straight to the sky. She a pine tree straight to the sky. A jeweled warm pool in my heart. A jeweled warm pool in my heart. She a pine tree straight to the sky. She a very good cook and she sure tastes good. She put molasses in your hand. She put molasses in your hand. She put raisins in her bread. She put raisins in her bread. She a very good cook and she sure tastes good. And she a very good cook and she sure tastes good. She put molasses in your head. She put raisins in her bread. She spilled our honey in my mouth. She spilled our honey in my mouth. She spilled our honey in my mouth. She a very good cook and she sure tastes good. She a pine tree straight through the sky. A jeweled warm pool in my heart. A jeweled warm pool in my heart.
Thank you. best violin in the world playing just for you. Well, volley prong bat wink super jellyfish to ya. I have a reputation in the underground. Where is that underground? I have never been a part of any underground as far as I know. And since I spend all my time drowning kittens and spreading hate and disease everywhere I go, it is so great that you've exposed my reputation to me as soon as possible. I was really wondering, you see. I think I might have lost it somewhere along the way when I decided not to give a shit. Was it hiding with all the losers I've dated? The individuals I have personally injured physically and emotionally? Because, of course, no one but me never, ever has made mistakes. Or rather, when other people do and say regrettable things, they can call them mistakes. But I, yes, I, have been selected by the gods to bear a terrible and supremely misaligned and totally unremittable reputation with the, drumroll, underground. You forgot the word scene. And the heroin I used to shoot up into the lids of my eyeballs when I ran out of veins? Did they tell you about that? Or did you find out I'm a scum-sucking whore who has no heart? Did they say anything about my stint as a crash test dummy? Or that the surgery was incomplete and I don't have money for the final touches? Thanks for letting me know. A whole reputation to myself. I always wanted one. Do they come in pink? You know, I never was popular in school. Now, finally, after 14 years of permutations and hard ghetto living, I finally have a reputation. Phew, it was a lot of damn work, Lord bless you. Do you have one, too? Does it fit, or is it baggy? You know, since my central vocation in life is to be loved and adored by all, especially by people I do not know very well, I am so glad you mentioned there are people in the world who do not like me. Because, of course, I exist only to see my reflection in the eyes of mysterious people I do not know and probably have never met. And also, that you've said it is injurious to me in such a way, but I shall never recover. I am withering right now. Recoiling to that dark hole into the ground where I belong. A response, as if it matters anymore, Kundada. Yes, I am open to questions, but yours were coming from a place that seemed very unsuited to the flavor and atmosphere I wanted to curate. I thought my irritation with you would work itself out after our first phone call, but as I am of spurious character and a hateful cur of a female, here in these bleeding hours of today, I decided I was annoyed and could not stand any more seconds of dealing with you. I'm actually very sorry that the veneer I feebly hold before regular mortals such as thyself was ripped off in such a ghastly manner, but here we are. I'm actually sorry, not for my reputation, for that is of little consequence to me now in my irretrievable state of decomposure, but for you, because in all I have handled you quite roughly, it is not something I like to do, really. Back and forth we go in true anarchic flux. Honestly, if I may pause with all the highfalutin sarcasm and whimsical lace I call fine writing, I actually do wish you all the best as I expressed to you earlier. More response to the crap you wrote. No, no, I never read your bloggy. I do not like Sucks by Sucks West. Not your fault at all, granted, but I saw immediately that it was all about Sucks By, and I couldn't be bothered. Yeast by Sweet Beast and Fuck by Fuck You, yes, those were glorious events. Gay by Gay Gay as well, though I spent time at Awesome Fest instead. An aggressive check, I am mongrel-like even. As of now, at this moment, I am foaming at the mouth, in fact. One can never know why Lord Bastard Cockington ever lets me out of my cage for any reason, especially when I'm having my period. Why, I might hurt someone's feelings. I might make an ass of myself. I might even be abrasive and supremely difficult to deal with if greatly annoyed by what I subjectively view as annoying questions, attitude, or behavior. The creaks might rise. I might end up in someone else's idea of deep shit thinking I was just going for a swim. I don't know if you heard me when I yelled it at the tip top of my lungs before I slammed down the phone, not forgetting to mention that you were forever more to think of me as a bitch. I am not a professional, goddammit.
Will you please stop putting that on me for goddamn sakes?
lack of experience as an event organizer, probably. But touche, mon frere, you also most definitely have no clear idea of who I am or what I do at all either. Especially if you are referencing some shadowy underground as your research. Closest actual definition. I am a superhero in the 19th dimension. I wonder if they have reputations there. In all, before you ever ask any questions, you obviously never read my bloggy doggy. Your simple questions are still and were annoying. I thought I'd just let it work itself out. I wanted to give everyone I could contact an opportunity to participate. Then came your plebeian question about plugins. Then the mention of advertising. Then a few other things that my presently frayed and sleep-deprived mind cannot and does not want to recall. Look, let's just go with this. I really don't know my asshole from my elbow. Let's pull out all the stereotypes about women and southerners and say that I am prime, pulverized, grade D meat. If you just believe I'm a slobbering Neanderthal, unworthy of your kind, upright, mature, and supremely worthy time and attention, maybe you'll leave me alone. More response to your poo drool. The go back to downtown comment was part of my way of stating my general attitude and manifesto concerning why I had started putting on non-performance sound experiments in the first place. I am sick to death of the cult of the DJ rock star. It's all ego. I do have a pretty raunchy one myself, but you do too, you little fishy, getting all blown out of proportion like that, thinking you were headlining a show. Shucks. You're right. I have no idea what you do, but this is what I do know. You spent time in and thought of yourself as an important, whatever that means to anyone in a relative outlook, person making sound art, but actually probably just DJing in New York City. You do stuff with TV and you want to make yourself appear professional and intensely value professionalism. To boot, Mercury has only recently gone direct from its retrogradation in Pisces, so you're experiencing turbulence in communications with me, another Pisces. Also, you like trance or house? Wait. Sorry. When you said that on the phone, yeah, you used at least one of those two words the first time we talked. I nearly hung up the phone. So yeah, this whole rant is indeed, like, so not necessary, man. I mean, like, totally. So it's best if we just go off and do our own things now. Like, yeah.
disconnected.